This Week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. This is Sterling Allen, your host. You've joined us at the BBS Radio Network. That's bbsradio.com. We are grateful for them for hosting this show from week to week. Again, you can join us every day at freeenergynews.com. Our guest today is Janice Yasar of BRAC Systems, Inc. This is a gray water recycling system that collects waters from shower drains, bathtubs, and laundry, then filters and pumps it through a dedicated supply line to the toilet tanks for flushing. You know, this is something I thought of quite a while ago. You know, somebody ought to do this, I thought. Well, Dennis has done it with his company, and they've been selling product for a year at least, and they're actually in their second year. They've sold around 300-plus units last year. This year they're looking at selling at 3,000. They're going up logarithmically. They're expecting to sell somewhere around 10,000 in the coming year. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us how this system works. You go into the plumbing system, and the reason, you know, this is not really off topic for our Free Energy Now show, because there's a lot of energy that is saved by having this system installed in terms of the infrastructure of pumping and storing and the whole water infrastructure. And also I have a soft spot for any types of systems that conserve water, that provide water cleanly. And that's what your system does. You provide an alternative, saving somewhere around a third of the water consumption in a typical home.
Yeah, this is right. You know, one day somebody approached me by doing a job for a building I owned, and this gentleman had this idea. And without any information, knowledge about this, I just adopted this idea and basically turned it over. And develop the system, and how the system basically works is that when somebody, for example, takes a shower in his house, this water basically goes in general to the sewage. Instead of this, in a home, we are rerouting, or in a new building, the plumbing system will be additionally equipped with a gray water piping system, where the shower goes straight to our gray water holding tank. So it will pass a filtration in our holding tank where soap, hair, body fat, and other things are being captured, and the disinfection is followed then in the holding tank. Somebody is going to the bathroom in the same house, flushes the toilet, automatically, instead of taking fresh water, potable water, which we are able to drink, the BRAC system is getting in charge automatically, and gray water will be pumped up for the next flush into the toilet tank of this toilet. This is basically this how the system works, and a lot of people knowing actually these advantages, but unfortunately, just a few people are making this effort, putting down $2,000, having this system equipped in their homes for savings.
Now, one of the things that we should probably address right at the very beginning is, what kind of costs are we talking about for one of these systems?
We have three different sizes so far for households. We have to consider that somebody with two, three people won't need that much of gray water, and therefore also they should not pay for a larger system, which is almost double the price. So therefore, when we have a family household with three people living in it, we're always suggesting the smallest version. It would be the W125. This one is a 33 U.S. gallon holding tank, and we have taken the information out of the government data here in Canada, but it doesn't change in worldwide, actually, the numbers or the liters or the U.S. gallons which is being used by taking a shower. So therefore, a W125 is good for 3 people in a household. The W200 is good for up to 5 people in a household. The W200 means it's a 53 U.S. gallon holding tank, and the W325 you do have is between 6 to 10 people in a larger household, or the largest. The price is starting by $1,400 and Canadian, and the largest is by $1,900 Canadian dollars, plus tax, plus shipping. If you look at a new construction, including the installation, labor, material, we have to, as a homeowner, be willing to pay approximately $2,500 for the entire system with the installation in it.
That's for which size of system?
I'm sorry?
Which size of system is the $2,500?
You know, it is basically, most of the time, it ends up at with the same amount. We are talking about the W125, the W200, there is barely a difference because the price differences in the purchase or in the retail is $100. But the W325 would change approximately by this price difference of approximately $400 more. So we're talking about still around by $2,500 regardless which system is being installed.
So the primary cost is in the installation, not necessarily in the holding tanks themselves.
No. It was the installation was basically included in this $2,500.
Uh-huh.
So the system itself and the labor and the installation in a household, it's around by roughly $2,500.
Okay.
In a new construction.
Now, this is a system, as you were talking to me, you're, in terms of the, you're visioning like 10 years out selling 100,000 units per year, and you're envisioning that eventually this is something that could become mandatory equipment in new construction.
Yeah. We do believe, were you finished with the question?
Well, in terms of the water conservation and the water savings that this would bring about, where rather than just wasting culinary water on your toilet system, why not be putting cleaned-up gray water into your toilet? Are there any other uses for this other than just the toilet? What about watering your lawn?
If somebody has a household and this gray water, which is being saved through their showers and bathtubs, it is approximately 35% of their entire indoor usage, indoor water usage. Flushing the toilets is approximately by 30%. So if you look at it, we are talking about 5% difference. And in general, we have taken a more or less a generous number of flushing the toilets. I do believe that it's just going to be cover the gray water in savings of the potable water by flushing the toilets. There is no water, gray water left, in my opinion, out of experience, for the lawn. It just covers, the shower water just covers basically for flushing the toilets.
Okay. What about the laundry?
Well, you see, we have different kind of experiences. Sometimes when people are having a household equipped with their laundry, then we are going to see that there might be an additional saving of potable water by 20%. But then you need to know what to do with this gray water. So if you basically are covering with the shower water or the bathtub water the need for flushing your toilet, you have always a 20% extra on water. Most of the municipalities, unfortunately, are not allowing for now using gray water for lawns, for the backyard, for the garden, for irrigation. The reason is that we are we made our homework. The reason is why the municipalities are not allowing it is that they believe that they cannot put these responsibilities into the hands of homeowners. They might be neglected by not putting chlorine pumps into the holding tank, and that eventually then bacteria growth will occur in the system, and that then automatically when it goes through the sprinkler system into the lawn that children are playing, that they might be exposed to any harm through bacteria or viruses. We wouldn't want to see it on our lawn. We're talking about the three main bacteria, E. coli, coli, and the Streptococcus. And these bacteria are unfortunately in every stool the human being is leaving it in the toilet. And regardless we're taking our shower, cleaning ourselves or not, there is always a certain percentage of these bacteria forms in even the shower water when we are washing ourselves. So therefore this this chlorine pump is a need. And because of this risk factor that there might be, that's why a lot of municipalities don't want for now that gray water is being used for lawn, regardless of the BRAC system, just in general.
But they will allow it for the toilet.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are covering at least 50% of the USA so far with permits and with approvals. And we see the forecast that down the road in the next 2-3 years, it will be to 100% covered with the approvals that we are going to be able to install these systems in the USA. The main reason is basically that there is just not much water left to drink.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about cats and dogs and other animals that might take a drink out of a toilet? I know in several of the places where I've lived off and on, I've known of animals in friends and family members, not necessarily in the same household, but in neighboring or related households, where the animals will take a drink from the toilet. Is that a problem?
You see, Sterling, the importance here is the dog or the cat, they have their strength in smelling good or bad water. So if a dog approaches a toilet, the dog is going to smell right away the gray water, and it won't drink out of it. And this is the interesting part of it. I think that this answer is there for itself. Animals won't, on the other hand, or even humans, won't get harm out of it because it is chlorinated gray water. It remains gray water after chlorinization. And if somebody drinks it, he will certainly not somehow in a way be harmed that he has to go to the hospital. He won't. He will just, I do believe, spit it out because you just will taste it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk for a second about the treatment, because you do treat the water coming from the shower, for example, before it's even sent to the toilet. You don't just go straight from the shower to the toilet, correct?
Absolutely. That is correct. I'm sorry?
Let's talk about that treatment process for a second.
Yes. You would like me to go ahead?
Yes, let's go ahead and talk about that.
You see, when water enters the holding tank, it goes through a filtration system, and this water is then finally in our holding tank. And there is chlorine, a chlorine puck, which is taking care of bacterial growth, which is taking care of odor, smells, and also that soap will be diluted. Somebody flushes the toilet, the system, the way it is built, senses that there is a pressure loss in the piping system and pumps up water. So automatically our system starts sucking the water from the holding tank, which is chlorinated and treated. That's the whole functioning.
And it's the chlorine is added as the water goes into the holding tank?
No, the chlorine is already as a puck in the holding tank, and the deterioration time is approximately 8 weeks.
You have a tablet that is sitting in the water that dissolves at a certain rate, and the owner is going to need to make sure that the chlorine pack exists and then replaces the chlorine pack as it dissolves to a
That's
certain
right.
point.
Yes.
Do you have a redundancy, for example, maybe one tank is a full chlorine pack, the other tank or another holding position is for a tablet that's just about empty, and when it's empty, a new tablet goes in so that there's always at least one tablet at any given time?
You see, we have developed a system with a dipstick. A dipstick which is going to be in series and adaptable to our already existing holding tanks. A dipstick kind of, to make everybody understand, is when you go to a gas station and ask the gentleman there, he is helping you out with cleaning your windows or windshield, he's also going to check your oil, how much oil you have left. This kind of a dipstick we have developed for our BRAC system. And we do have at the bottom part of this dipstick a housing, and in this housing is the chlorine pack stored. So there is a certain size of an opening which is exposed to the water in the system. And as more water in the holding tank is, as more, of course, is going to be the chlorine pack exposed to it. As less it will be, and therefore less need of chlorine is needed. That's why we have done the housing in a way that the upper part has a larger exposure than the lower part of the housing system. So if we have less water in it, it will just also be exposed with less chlorine to the system. And we have calculated that our system will be having an approximate of 2.5 per partial million of chlorine in our holding tank. Just to give you a comparison, is drinking water is approximately by 0.5 per partial million of chlorine. A swimming pool water has 5 per partial million of chlorine. We have right now there at 5 per partial million of chlorine. To reduce this, we have developed this dipstick, which where we will be receiving these dipstick prototypes by mid of next week, and we are going to be start testing 6 at a time, so that we should have in the next 14 days already the right size and development of a dipstick done, which will be then controlling the chlorine in the holding tank.
Okay, so this is not something that has been in your previous and existing systems, but is going to be developed for upcoming systems and for existing customers. Are you going to be sending this out to existing customers, or do they need
Absolutely.
To order it?
Absolutely. No, we will be offering them this for free. There's no doubt, because we are already fulfilling the regulation, 5 per partial million on chlorine. We don't have to do this. We mm-hmm. are just believing that if we can reduce the chlorine, so we are going to also do our part for the environment, not only
now
by...
Yes. You're breaking new ground here. This is new technology, so you really don't have a lot of legal and requirements yet, because you're setting the precedent. What kind of laws do you expect to arise as a result of this new type of approach to using one set, you know, to use the drain from the shower to end up in the toilet? What kind of laws do you see yourself being consulted by city councils and maybe even federal governments in devising laws? The EPA, for example, might come up with a law regarding this type of system. And do you, is the name for this system the gray water recycling system? Is that the best name for this technology?
Yes. The law or the regulation exists already for many years, especially in the USA. So our system is IAPMO approved and classified. This is a West Coast in California based a big association which is also considered, you know, the right arm of the law. They are testing products and giving them a listing, a classified listing or a listing that these systems have been checked out for durability, that the system is doing its job. So we are not just bringing something in the market and hoping that we are going to be able to sell it without any considerations. Is there a regulation or not? Yes, there is a regulation. And this regulation is there, and we have taken a look at it, and we have developed the BRAC system after this law and regulation. The BRAC system fulfills absolutely the requirements in most of the United States states.
Okay.
And may I say, additionally, this gray water, unfortunately, is a gray zone. A lot of officials need to be basically educated on this part. We were lucky, and we are very happy having building plumbing officials that we spoke to, and they have seen the necessity of this product. They have just seen how important this would be actually for their own districts and counties, and that's why they have given us approvals for pilot projects. We have installed these systems in two first residential homes. After these, the building officials came by, checked out these safeties regarding the potable water connections, that there was an air gap, that there was a cross-connection device included, that the overflow in the system itself had a swing, a check valve. That means if there is a sewage backup and in a basement of a house where the level is in that basement lower than the sewage level, so that in case of a big storm, rain, that there might be a sewage backup, that these safeties are all already equipped with, and we are fulfilling all these.
Mm-hmm. So you have the backup contingency already in place. Contingency meaning a plan, so if it happens. I should mention
absolutely,
to our listeners.
Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me just
indeed
mention as a tangent to this interview, you're doing a fantastic job. English is not your first language.
And yes, this is right.
So sometimes you ask me as we do this interview to be careful that to not use maybe more difficult words, and so far you're doing just fine. But I should just mention that you are doing a fantastic job, and if we do need to do some clarification, it's not because you're stupid. It's because this is English is not your your most familiar
perfect
language.
Okay. Yeah, my mother tongue is actually German, and my background is Turkish, so I do have these two languages. So I'm working on that English will become one day maybe my mother tongue.
Well, you're doing just fine. Now, let me ask you, you mentioned that somebody had asked you about the system, similar to what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. You know, I thought, you know, somebody ought to do this, and somebody said that to you, and you basically developed the system.
Yes.
Are there any patents involved in this so far?
Yes, yes. The idea was basically developed because this gentleman put something in my mind, and I just thought about this is really something I just would like to do the best out of it. I was doing actually fine with my own businesses, whether real estate or in another business, which is with racing involved. And when I saw this idea, I just loved the idea, helping environmental, and on top of that, making a living that everybody would actually give you a tap on your shoulder, you know, to saying, hey, good job, this is something great what you're developing. This is actually developed out of this basic idea. And after developing the system out of that idea, we have just 3 weeks ago applied for the extension of our new products, even though this product already patented since almost 5 years. We have just extended it and put it in four different sections, this patent, because it is not just only a gray water holding tank. It has to be defined, and the way we have developed it is basically more sophisticated than the one we started with 4 years ago.
One thing that we've not mentioned, too, that I meant to mention right at the very beginning is you just recently won a significant award, first prize in a show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had our Brac Quebec representative here at a trade show last week, and there were 35 different and new products, energy-efficient products in this trade show, and everyone applied for this contest, and we were lucky. I can't tell you. I wasn't there. Our Brac Quebec representative just said that our product has won the first prize because it was the most energy-efficient product out of 35 other products in this biggest trade show in Quebec at all once a year. So they're very delighted. We will having now in five provinces exposure because of winning this prize through magazines, and we believe that we will be again sometime in the next weeks eventually again on TV. It's not unusual for us for now.
Well, congratulations. That's a great accomplishment. And
thank you so much.
You know, I even before I knew that, this is something that I was interested in covering on our show, that's about energy and energy efficiency, new energy systems. And yet, you know, gray water is not something people might immediately think of energy on, and yet you won first prize in energy among 35 other products that were touted for energy efficiency, and you got first prize. So obviously there is a connection to energy there. And that shows that very clearly.
You see, Sterling, why you're making a great point, and it gives me a thought I would like to tell about.
Okay.
People are just looking at it and saying, oh, okay, it's a gray water recycling system. Great, 30%. But basically, if you install in 1 million homes our Brac systems, in 1 million residential homes, in average 4 to 5 people living in each household, in 1 year, the saving of potable water is so much that you can walk in water 1 meter or over 3 feet is the width, and almost 7 feet is the height, or 2 meter height, full of water once around the globe. Every year would be this saving on water. I hope I could make myself
clear.
Say
that again. You could,
when one,
how much
if
water
one,
would that be?
If 1 million homes, residential homes, are equipped with the Brac systems, mm-hmm. the savings of water each year, not once, mm-hmm. each year, is going to be as, let me say this way, as you are swimming as a fish in an aquarium, which is 1 meter in the width and 2 meters in the height, full of water, once around the globe, every year.
1 meter wide, 2 meters high.
Yes, and full of water around the globe. This is the saving
all
each
the way
year.
Around the globe.
Yes, and not to mention that it is also the same for the sewage we are saving. And here comes the point: sewage means automatically less contamination. If you save 30% on sewage, you're going to also have to less chemical treatment for the sewage of 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go now back in a circle. Now, because so many homes are going to, or so many municipalities are going to need less chemical treatments, less chemical has to be produced only to keep up with this. Less chemical by production are also polluting the air, soil, anything. So it's a whole circle. So based on that, I do believe that these gentlemen at this trade show, with their experience, have understood that this saving of 30% water is a huge circle. Sewage, water, electricity, a lot, many other things I might even not be able to see for now.
In your business plan, do you have a breakdown of the actual dollar or kilowatt savings on an energy basis of, you use the example of 1 million homes, but some kind of number where you can say, by 1 million homes implementing this technology, here is how many kilowatts of energy are saved that are not needed to be produced. Do you have numbers like that?
Of course we do. Of course we do have it. Of course we do have it.
Give us some samples. Give us an idea of what kind of energy kilowatts we're talking about.
Yes. I'm not a specialist on this one, but I have a great example for everyone. And whoever wants to look at it, on our website, bragsystems.com, you are going to be able to find it under the support link, all the downloads which is necessary for technical questions, technical information, and also the calculation of the kilowatt usage. I can tell you this, Sterling, a household with approximately 24 flushes a day is going to pay approximately $11 per year on electricity because of the jet pump, which is in our system. Mm-hmm. So we're talking now about payments. So the maintenance overall of the BRAC system is approximately by $22 overall. It is, we are even generous by calculating and putting in the vinegar where we are saying, you know, once a year they should just clean out with vinegar, putting by 5 liter vinegar into the holding tank just mm-hmm. to clean it out, even though the chlorine pump does its job.
Mm-hmm.
We are not suggesting, for example, other things, you know. And
mm-hmm.
then the electricity is around by $11, and the chlorine pump is approximately by $6, I do believe, in a year. Yes, $6. Because it's $6, $7 approximately chlorine pump usage per year. So we are around by $22 Canadian. So $20 approximately is the entire maintenance and expenses on this.
And you get the chlorine from the swimming pool industry?
Yes. That's why we were developing the system this way. We don't want that people are going to pay $10 for a chlorine pump or $3, $4, which is no need, where is no need for. We don't want to slow down the savings of potable water by adding additional cost on it. We want mm-hmm. that people understand this message, that we are really here in this market and alone, only us, with this pricing.
Okay,
nowhere
so
else, Sterling, you're going to find a product by this price that you can buy it. The next closest competition starts by approximately $6,000 just to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So we are
and yours you know, just to purchase, and that doesn't include install with how much? $2,500?
The installation is approximately in the BRAC system around by $1,000. I was telling prior to this in this interview that the entire expenses is approximately by $2,500. If you do, of course, have a huge house with more pipings, with more toilets than three, of course, the price might go up to for another $500, overall to $3,000. But
mm-hmm.
that's it. It should never exceed this amount. That's the way we see it, with the labor, with the material, and including the BRAC system.
Right. Let's finish this thought that we started on. We were talking about kilowatt savings, and you were giving us an example of one house with 24 flushes a day, spends maybe $22 a year on the BRAC system for the
11.
Chlorine and the vinegar and other
yes.
expenses, $22 a year. How much energy are we saving by not having to produce that that water to go into the toilet?
I personally look at it this way. When each single family is going to save this amount of water, I mentioned to you, a family is going to save approximately every year 80,000 liters of water, like 22,000 U.S. gallons approximately per year, mm-hmm. every household. Now, 22,000 U.S. Gallons, if you pay, we know there are some places where people are paying for each 1,000 liters or each cubic meter, which holds 1,000 liters of water. So we're talking about, let's say we're talking about 80,000 liters of water. So you're paying approximately between $1 and $3 for each 1,000 liters. So basically people are going to save $240 each year just on water expenses if they're paying that much on water.
Uh-huh. And that's going to depend on the water price.
Yep.
That's just on the water. Is the electricity involved in the flushing of the pump of the toilet, that's basically negligible because most of the water coming into a home is gravity or municipal pump fed, and you're paying for that as part of your water. So that's not going to necessarily be a separate cost. But have you run the numbers on how much the infrastructure involved in keeping that, if you're using a third less water, let's say a city is using a third less water, how much electricity of the city's electricity pie chart goes toward water?
It is mathematically a calculation we could do here. It will be just hard to do that when we. It is important to tell you this. I just give you an example for one example. There was a municipality with approximately 50 homes, and they needed to have a sewage system installed into this new development. It was I really can't tell you the numbers, but it was like several ten thousands of dollars for this system to install. By considering the BRAC system, they needed just a third smaller size of this sewage system for this entire development of 50 homes. So a smaller system will use automatically also certainly less electricity. So I cannot tell you this information because we are looking not that far, and I do believe you're giving me here a good point that we should actually take a look at these numbers and provide these numbers for the next interview or to the next municipality by asking or demanding for mandatories, because it is just here not only than water we're talking about, we're also talking about generating the hydro by saving it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One point that I also wanted to make in conjunction with what you said earlier about the amount of water that would be saved, and then you also the amount of sewage that would be that much less sewage and contamination and chemicals. There's a third category that I think you ought to take into consideration in terms of the macro, I guess, benefit of the BRAC system, and that is that there's a new technology area of development, waste to energy, where people are taking a sewage stream and they're actually turning it into electricity, and also they get a melt off of that that they can use for road base, for other types of kind of building block type of infrastructure. And those systems are being developed quite well and quite readily. They haven't yet penetrated. They're similar to where you are in terms of how far along they are in their implementation stage. They have prototypes, they have devices that are in operation in municipalities, but it's a breaking technology. And if I understand right, by having a more concentrated sewage, which this would provide, so that you're not sending all the shower water or the, for example, the laundry water into the sewer system, the sewer system's going to be more concentrated, would be beneficial to these waste-to-energy systems where they want to take the sewage stream and turn it into electricity.
Yeah. Well, if I look at it that way, my main concern is not generating electricity through sewage. If I have to live, or if I want to live, my first thought is, how do I save water, and not how do I generate energy?
Well, of course, I'm thinking of how do we generate electricity, because that's my area of focus.
Yes. When somebody is doing through a sewage system that generates electricity, I do believe that a third is going to affect of less sewage is going to affect this. But we're talking here not only about just generating electricity versus saving water. Here is also the other issue. We are going to save the contamination of our soil. Remember, when you are taking in consideration that a third of water less in the sewage will be treated with additional chemical treatments, then for me it is really no consideration that I can generate less electricity through a sewage system because you have less water. Let me tell you this, in Hawaii, the sewage system in Hawaii is still from the 60s. The population growth is so big that they are 30% over the level, over the limit of their sewage treatment systems. Right now, we are talking there to officials. They are thinking about if they install into 3,000 homes in Maui and another city, I do not recall at this moment, they are thinking how much water level of sewage they could reduce by that the sewage is not going always backing up into their streets when it starts raining and all that. So all I'm saying is, you know, it's always a give and take everywhere, but I don't see a disadvantage by saving potable water by 30% and prolonging our water sources by 30%. And on top of that, that we are preventing the contamination of our soil. A lot of people are not aware of contamination of soil is also poison for us in a way that the best quality of drinking water is 20 meters or 60 feet beneath earth where we're walking on it. Now, where does contaminated chemical goes first? Of course, there where the drinking water stream is underneath us. So that's the main concern we are talking here about. And the second good grade of water, you will find it by 70, 80 meters, but it has so much on sodium, on other minerals, that we cannot drink it. If we would drink it over a few years, we will have all kidney stones, we will have all other problems to deal with. So that means if we are depend on water so down deep down there by 70, 80 meters of streams, water sources under the earth, we will have to treat it again to make it drinkable. So I'm just saying, you know, we cannot look at it and say energy efficiency or how do we get hydro. We will have no choice that we must prevent and we must prolong, you know, the potable water source. Right. Remember this, Sterling, 15% is the demand every year in increasing of potable water. And worldwide, 10% is just being generated, found, or, you know, returned, reconverted to drinkable water. So we are losing every year 5% of drinking water worldwide. 5%. That's why the forecast of the UN, that's why the forecast of other associations, down the road in 20, 25 years, we will have a problem.
Yeah. I'd like to get back to the practical aspects and the technical aspects of this as if we were to actually buy one of these things and install them on the home. Some of the questions that I have for myself as I picture putting one of these things, let me just run through my list of questions. And, you know, we've got about 10 minutes left here. For example, how hard is it to install on existing home versus new builds? Number two, how does the smell, how do you take care of the smell having this system in your home? And then a third one would be, actually, let's start with those two and then we'll go from there.
You see, the base, the installation of a BRAC system in a new home is as simple as when a plumber is just doing the piping system, what he does day by day. There is no difference. All he is going to do is instead of putting the piping system from your shower, the bathtub, to the sewage pipe, he's just going to straighten and connect it straight to the BRAC system. And from the BRAC system, there is an overflow in case there is too much water, gray water in it. It goes to the sewage. Very simple. The circle is there by flushing the toilet. The gray water, which has been saved through the shower, goes back to the toilet and from the toilet to the shower. So the expenses, there's barely an expense in a way, and it is very simple. Every certified plumber is going to be able to install the BRAC system in any household.
Retrofitting. And that installation fee we were talking about earlier, they have to run those pipes anyway, so it's not like they have to run a whole new set of pipes. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So all they have to do is basically to take the connection out of your drain from your shower just to direct it straight to the BRAC system. That's the whole difference. in, mm-hmm. instead of potable water goes into your toilet tank, the potable water connection will be directed to the BRAC system holding tank. Mm-hmm. In case there is no gray water left for flushing the toilet, our system is equipped with a float system where it will allow always for one more flush fresh water in case there is no gray water left.
Okay, let's talk about existing homes. Is this something that
existing homes is basically the same story, except that the people have to cut the already existing connections to the sewage, close it, seal it, and put the connecting pipes to the BRAC system. So that means they will have to break the walls. So it depends on the size of the house. If there is a retrofitting, that means in an existing house, the expenses could be vary between $2,500 to $5,000, just the retrofitting. So, you know, an incentive is here necessary. But
right.
we need to make the municipalities understand this is the future. We have to think about our children in the future. It's not about just making money. It's
right.
about
this
making
is
people
about
understand.
The low-hanging fruit primarily is going to be new homes. What about the second question, the smell?
By having the chlorine part in it, in the system, chlorine is the perfect solution. That's why you are also having this in your drinking water. It will prevent to 100% that you won't have any smell, and you will barely see a difference between potable water and gray water when you flush your toilet with.
Uh-huh. And if a child drinks from the toilet, is there any need to be calling the doctor or the poison control?
Not at all. And remember, we have a per parcel million by five per parcel per million. It is like we all went swimming. Even as parents, we know how it tastes like when we swallow swimming pool water. It's really bad. So we won't really drink it like it is a whole glass of water. Even a little baby knows what is good, what is not good by drinking milk, maybe favorite, or Coke, you know. They know what is good for them. So it is not that they are not going to drink it, but they are going to touch it, they're going to feel it, the bitterness, and they're not going to go ahead with it.
And this installs where in the home?
Most of the homeowners are installing in their basements because it is really has the size of a hot water tank. And
would it be installed next to the hot water tank in that vicinity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have many, many installations in British Columbia, especially done where one construction company is installing it into all their homes in the future, and they have started already quite a few homes to equip with, and all these homes are having the same size. So all our systems are right beside, really 5 inches beside this hot water tank installed. So we won't have any problems sending you, even if you wish, some emails where you can see it installed for BRAC systems and photos.
I would like to bring up a comparable system that I'm familiar with in a town I lived at one point. They would use they had basically two inflowing pipes to a home system. They had the potable and they had the irrigation for the lawn. And the irrigation water was not potable. It was not treated, and they issued alerts to not drink it. And so they basically had a system that's the same principle as what you're talking about, but it was a different approach in terms of it was a citywide implementation. Would you compare your system to something like that?
Well, we have a great water recycling system, and they don't.
Would you see something like this working, that being a sister technology that would go well with what you're doing?
There is a lot, you know, what we can do together if you want to. What they are doing is a different story, so we would have to take a look at it to really give you a good statement. That's why it would be a mistake if I would say something in any direction that might be wrong or right. And
look at how much water we spray on our lawns. And that's potable water in most cases, and that's a total waste of potable water. It could be using much lower quality water And that's why I asked you the question earlier, could you use this system? And you're saying no, because there are some residuals in this, and the existing laws would not allow that. But it would seem like a marriage of these two concepts would be the ideal combination. So number one, recycle your gray water within your home. Once the water has gone into your shower, you're not going to want to use any kind of impure water in your shower, because you drink that, it goes through your skin, etc. You need to have potable water for your shower. But coming out of your shower, of course, use that for your toilet. That makes a lot of sense, and similar for your laundry, I would think. But I would think we would want to marry that with another concept, and having two water lines coming into a home. One is for potable, one is for irrigation for your lawn.
But where would you take that water from? That water line is good. We can install water lines as many as we want. But where will you take this water from?
In this case, it just came from untreated source in the city. They didn't, you know, it came from a stream from the mountain, basically.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, this is certainly possible, and it could. We won't need. All we would need is then basically to hook up this stream to the BRAC system, because we have a additional valve on our system, because our system is equipped also just for irrigation and for rainwater harvesting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. We haven't mentioned that yet.
Right. The system has a valve connected, like you are having a house, and in the backyard of a house there is a valve where you're hooking up your hose for irrigation. And we have the same system hooked up on our BRAC system, which is basically done in the first place for priming the jet pump for the first time when the system is being installed, because the jet pumps are coming without water. So it needs to have a certain volume of water to work, not to suck air. So this priming valve, but also lets water out. If it's full of water and you open that valve, it comes water out. You have just to hook it up with the hose, and you can use it for irrigation purposes. So that means if somebody is going to install the system just for rainwater harvesting purposes, absolutely, go ahead. The system is going to do 100% the same job like any other system. And again, when you say there are other sources with piping systems, this could be hooked up also to the BRAC system for these purposes, flushing the toilet and for irrigation purposes. It would do the same job.
For a retrofit on an existing home, harvesting the rainwater and other non-house water would make a lot of sense in terms of the number. It'd be easier to retrofit a house with that system than it would be to tap into all of the pipes that you'd have to do for the shower and whatnot.
Absolutely.
We're just out of time. I want to ask a couple of the questions. Where are you available internationally? Can somebody in Taiwan order one of these?
We are available right now in entire United States, Costa Rica. We are available, of course, here in Canada, our motherland. We are available in France, in Spain, in Portugal. And we are positive. United Kingdom, I'm sorry. And we're positive that the Netherlands are going to be also on our list in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to meet here environment companies, energy products. They're selling internationally. They are coming to Montreal to visit us. They're interested in our products. We have contacts to the United Arab Emirates. We have contacts to many other states like Turkey, Germany, but it's just premature. That's why it would be too soon to talk about it. But I do believe, Australia is also, you know, a major part. We are hoping one day having our approvals done there. We do believe down the road in the next 5 years, BRAC systems should be actually everywhere in every country. That is
very easy to manufacture, correct?
Yes. If you have the tools, yes.
Okay. So that is basically just a matter of establishing the sales and distributorship infrastructure.
Yes.
And you have ways of accommodating incoming inquiries. What about people who might want to invest? Are you a publicly traded company? How does that work?
Well, we do have approaches from investment fund companies. They would like to bring us public and so forth. Maybe one day. maybe one day we will, but we will, you know, we will be talking about this, and certainly then also officially. There is an idea. For now, we would like just to concentrate, you know, on this business that we can really provide to places where water is so much needed, our products, instead of going public where people are actually just thinking about making money. Our goal is here really making a living. Of course, this is the purpose. We are working for it. But important is we are providing a solution here where people should consider this. Everybody is looking at it, you know, oh my goodness, I have to pay $2,000 just for recycling gray water. But they're good with it, you know, going with their car every week once to fill up with gas their cars. They are good for it going to the cinemas. There are so many things we could, you know, talk about it, about that people should be more aware of, that they should consider. You might have a good life, but think about your kid, your child. They might be thinking back when you're not there anymore, saying, my parents, they could have done this 20 years prior to that, and eventually they would have saved some water.
No. Well, Dennis, we appreciate you coming on the show with us. We've been speaking with Dennis Yassar of BRAC Systems, that's spelled B-R-A-C, and then systems.com is their website. We also have coverage about them at our PES Wiki site, peswiki.com. And you can join us every week for our Free Energy Now show at freeenergynow.net, and join us every day for our news at freeenergynews.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time and giving us a chance here to speak about this issue.
You're welcome.